to officially declare the ordinary council meeting for the month of June officially open at 2 o'clock. I would like to begin with acknowledgement of country, so we'd like to respectfully acknowledge the Yamatji people, who are the traditional owners and first people of the land on which we meet. We would like to pay our respects to the elders past, present and future, for they hold the memories, the tradition, the culture and the hopes of the Yamatji people. We have no apologies today, but we do have approved leave of absence from Councillor Trevor Gibb, and that was given at the last meeting on the 15th of May. Moving now to item number four, are there any declarations of interest, please?
Thanks, Madam President. I've received one from Councillor Carl Suckling in relation to item 9.1.1, the consideration of tender award Northampton Disaster Recovery Works. And Councillor Suckling has declared that he would consider this matter on its merits and vote accordingly. And the reason for his interest is the Red Dust Holdings principal is his cousin.
Thank you. All right, we have no people in the gallery, so we will have no public question time this afternoon. So we'll move now to item number six, which is presentations. 6.1, we have no petitions. 6.2, no presentations for today. 6.3, no deputations. So we'll move to item 6.4, which is councillor reports. And I will start with mine, and as Councillor Hay alluded to before, there's quite a bit has been going on, but there's a few things here. So on Tuesday the 20th of May, I attended the budget workshop from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock at the Northampton Chambers. On Saturday the 24th of May, I attended and made Volunteer of the Year presentation at the Kalbarri Gala event. And that award was, there were 10 nominees, and the award was given to Rita Stinson on behalf of the, she was nominated by St John Ambulance, so that was fantastic. Subsequently, she's also been given life membership for that organisation, is my understanding, so that is wonderful. On Saturday the 31st of May, I attended the Variety Club of WA four-wheel drive rally end of event dinner, which was at the Railway Hotel, which was a great event. On Tuesday the 3rd of June, I was an apology for the KVC committee meeting, and thank you to Councillor Pike, who attended on my behalf, but I did prepare a report for that. On Friday the 6th of June, I attended a farewell function for Kirrily Waugh, who was the former president at the Shire of Chapman Valley, that's at Lavender Farm. On Monday the 9th of June, we met with MLA for Geraldton and Kirrily Waugh at the Northampton Chambers. Also on Monday the 9th of June was the Strategic Community Plan Workshop. On Thursday the 12th of June, I attended the Wagga Renewable Forum Roundtable with Minister Sanderson, who's the Minister for Renewable Energy at the Perth Convention Centre. There were presentations from Minister Sanderson and Carey. On Friday the 13th of June, in the next day, we attended a meeting with DPLH staff regarding the Murchison House lease. That was following the decision that was made back at the February ordinary meeting of council, where that resolution was, part of the resolution was that we would seek a meeting with DPLH. On Tuesday the 17th of June, I attended the project advisory group meeting for the regional drought resilience via Teams. And yesterday, Wednesday the 18th of June, I attended the KVC meeting with MGH representatives at the Allen Centre in Kalbarri. Thank you. Councillor Hay.
The 20th of May at the budget meeting, Northampton Chambers. On the 27th, attended Port Gregory, the fire infrastructure consultation with GHD. And on the 2nd of June, I attended a meeting at the MCC. On the 6th, there was a road infrastructure meeting, which I was a guest at in the chambers here. And on the 9th, the strategic plan.
Thanks, Councillor Hay. Councillor Pike.
On the 25th, I attend the budget meeting in Northampton. And on the 18th, it was a KVC meeting at MGH at the Allen Centre.
You also attended the one that I said, the KVC committee meeting.
Yep. Oh, that was it, yeah. That was on the 9th.
That was Tuesday.
18th, sorry.
Tuesday, the 3rd of June.
Oh, all right.
Councillor Carl Suckling.
Thanks, Liz.
That's fine. On the 19th of May, and I've got, it's the
the 19th or 26th, Brian will have to correct me here because it got postponed, the BFAC meeting. It was the 26th or the 19th?
It was supposed to be the 19th, it would have been the 26th.
26th, sorry. The 20th of May, the budget workshop. The 2nd of June, the Northampton Community Centre meeting. The 6th of June, the Roads Advisory Committee meeting. And on the 9th of June, attended via Teams, the workshop with the strategic community plan. That's all.
Thanks,
Councillor. Did a bit of seeding in between.
Just a little bit busy in between. Councillor Burgess.
On the 20th, I attended a budget workshop. On the 22nd of May, I was interviewed on behalf of the Shire by Dr. Carmen Elric Barr, who is doing a community resilience project. On the 6th was the Road Planning Committee. The 9th was Kiralee Warren Strategic. The 17th, I attended the Youth Spaces in Kalbarri with Kiralee Warren and Josh Kennedy. And then the 18th was KVC NGH talk last night.
Thanks, Councillor Burgess. Councillor Rosalind Suckling.
20th of May was the budget workshop. 6th of June was the road committee meeting. 9th of June, Kiralee Waugh's presentation and the strategic planning. 16th of June, the Horrocks Community Centre meeting.
Thanks, Councillor Suckling. I think it is pertinent to make the point that councillors have been very busy doing a lot of work for the organisation, so I thank you for your participation, especially at a very busy time of the year. So things are certainly very busy in our local government. I'll move now to item number 7, which is confirmation of the previous minutes. So do I have someone who's happy to move that the minutes of the ordinary meeting of council, which was held on the 15th of May 2025, be confirmed? Someone happy to move that? Thanks, Councillor Rosalind Suckling. Do I have a seconder? Thanks, Councillor Haig. All those in favour of that? That's carried. Thank you. Item number 8. Do we have any motions? We don't have any motions of which previous notice has been given. So we'll move now to item number 9, which is officers' report, and we will begin with item number 9.11, which is the consideration of the tender award, RFT 01-2025, Northampton Recovery Works, I should say, AGRN 1143 and AGRN 1150. So this item pertains to the disaster recovery funding arrangements, and there are two tenders that have been submitted to carry out those works. So I draw your attention on page 9 to the officer's recommendation that council award the Northampton disaster recovery works to Red Dust Holdings Proprietary Limited in accordance with the price schedule that is in attachment 9.1.1 number 2. Do I have someone that's happy to move that, please? Thanks, Councillor Burgess. Do we have a seconder? Thanks, Councillor Pike. Councillor Burgess, do you wish to speak to the motion? Councillor Pike, do you wish to speak to the motion? Does anyone wish to speak against this motion? Any comments or questions? I'll put the motion to the vote. All those in favour? That's carried. Thank you very much. The next one. Item 9.1.2, which is the review of the code of conduct for council members, committee members and candidates, 2023. So the only change here really is the date from 2023 to 2024 in accordance with our requirements. So is there any dissent to accepting that council adopt the code of... Is someone happy to move that council adopt the code of conduct for council members, committee members and candidates in accordance with attachment 9.1.2, number 1? Thanks, Councillor Carl Suckling's moved that. Councillor Des Pike has seconded it. Do you wish to speak to the motion, Councillor Suckling? Councillor Pike?
No, thank you.
Is there any dissent to accepting that? No, I'll take that as carried. Thank you. We'll move to the next one, 9.1.3, which is the review of the code of conduct for employees and contractors for 2023. And similarly, someone happy to move that council adopt the code of conduct for employees and contractors in accordance with attachment 9.1.3 number 1? Thanks, Councillor Roslyn Suckling, seconded Councillor Burgess. Do you wish to speak to the motion, Councillor Suckling? Councillor Burgess? And I sent to accepting that particular motion. No, I'll take that as carried. Thank you. The next one, 9.2.1, which is the monthly financial statement for the period ending the 31st of May 2025. Is someone happy to move that Council receives the monthly financial report for the period ending the 31st of May in accordance with attachment 9.2.1 number 1? Someone willing to move that? Thanks, Councillor Carl Suckling. Do we have a seconder? Thanks, Councillor Burgess. Do you wish to speak to the motion, Councillor Suckling? Councillor Burgess, do you wish to speak to the motion? Does anyone wish to speak against this? I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? That's carried. Thank you. The next item is 9.2.2, which is the proposed May 2025 listed accounts for endorsement as of today, the 19th of June 2025. On page 20 is the officer's recommendation. I'm not going to read out all the EFT payment numbers, but is someone happy to move that we vote on that, that we recommend that? Someone happy to move? We accept that. Thanks, Councillor Hay. Seconded Councillor Rosalind Suckling. Do you wish to speak to the motion, Councillor Hay? Councillor Suckling? No. Does anyone wish to speak against this? I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? That's carried. Thank you. We'll move now to item 9.2.3, which is the proposed Shire of Northampton schedule of fees and charges for the financial year 2025-26. This must be passed by absolute majority, and the information has been presented in attachment 9.2.3 number 1. We're moving this now, but we'll also move it again in the full budget. So is someone happy to move that Council reviews and adopts the schedule of fees and charges for the forthcoming financial year 2025-26 as presented in that attachment that I just previously talked about? Someone happy to move that? Thanks, Councillor Carl Suckling. Do we have a seconder? Thanks, Councillor Burgess. Do you wish to speak to the motion?
No.
Councillor Suckling, do you wish to speak, Councillor Burgess? Does anyone wish to speak against this motion? I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? All those in favour? That's carried. Thank you. The next one is item 9.2.4, which is the proposed sundry debtors write-off. So there were some questions about this earlier. Again, this must be passed by absolute majority because it's a financial, pertains to something financial. Is there someone happy that Council write off the following outstanding debtor accounts totalling $3,428 in accordance with section 6.12 of the Local Government Act as the review is considered unrecoverable? Someone happy to move that, please? Thanks, Councillor Rosalind Suckling. Seconded Councillor Pike. Do you wish to speak to the motion, Councillor Suckling?
No.
Councillor Pike? Does anyone wish to speak against this motion? Any comments or questions? I know that was that cyclone, the post-cyclone period where there's an awful lot going on, particularly at the Calvary Tip. So with that, I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? That is carried. Thank you. The next item is 9.2.5, which is proposed new policy, which is 2.17, the complaints management. And so that is listed in the attachments. You will all have had a really good read of that, I have no doubt. So with that, is someone happy to move that Council adopt policy 2.17, complaints management, in accordance with that particular attachment, 9.2.5 number 1? Someone happy to move that, please? Thanks, Councillor Burgess. Seconded Councillor Hay. Do you wish to speak to the motion, Councillor Burgess? Councillor Hay, do you wish to speak to the motion? Does anyone wish to speak against this? I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? That is carried. Thank you. The next one, which is item 9.3.1, the Northampton Bowling Club request for support of Club Night Lights program. The Bowling Club is on Lot 39, Hampton Road, Northampton. So you will have had a chance to read the officer's report. So
alternate recommendation. Which is that council advise the Northampton Bowling Club that the proposed the proposed application to upgrade the existing lighting with energy efficient LED lighting is supported, subject to the new lights being erected so as to not increase light spillage for residential properties located on the eastern side of Hampton Road. 2, the recommendations provided by Bowls Western Australia as to the LED lighting intensity be considered. 3, the request for the Shire of Northampton to include a specific allocation for co-contribution being a capped amount of $4,000 sourced from the 2025-26 annual budget community grants is supported, subject to final budget endorsement and the award of the grant under the Club Night Light Program guidelines. And 4, consideration should be given to seeking a contribution from Bowls Western Australia on the basis that the Club Night Light Program guidelines identify that contributions from all stakeholders, including state sporting associations, will be viewed favourably.
Thank you, Councillor Suckling. Is there someone who's happy to second that motion? Thanks, Councillor Carl Suckling. Do you wish to speak to the motion, Councillor Suckling?
Only to say that I think if we had not supported them in some way, it would jeopardise their chances of getting the grants that they're going for in order for this to happen this year. So I think this is a fair way in order to help them do that.
Thank you. Councillor Carlson, would you speak to the motion?
Only to say that I think it's fair to, like with the community grants of $4,000, it makes it fair on all the sporting associations or other people that want to apply for grants as well. So I think this is a win-win for everyone.
Thank you. Does anyone wish to speak against the motion? Are there any other speakers for?
I would like to put on record that even though we've got the grants process, that it is best to try and abide by some leeway can be afforded in special circumstances.
Thank you. Anyone wish to speak? Any other comments or questions? And yes, my only comment would be I totally agree. I think that we're using that $4,000 amount, which would be what would be granted by the community grant program. This is a special dispensation, I guess, to allow the club to continue to with their particular project. And yes, in the future, if it's at all possible that they could use the community grant program. So with that, I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? That's carried. Thank you. Moving now to the next one, which is 9.3.2, which is the quarterly activity report for the Executive Manager of Community Development and Regulation. And his report is from January to March. Is someone happy to move that we receive this particular report, please? Thanks, Councillor Pike. Do we have a seconder? Councillor Burgess, is there any dissent to accepting this report? No, I'll take that as carried. Thank you. Next one, 9.4.1, is the delegated planning decisions for May. And then again, is there someone who's happy that Council received a report on the delegated development approvals for May 2025, as is detailed in attachment 9.4.1, number 1. I'm happy to move that. Thanks, Councillor Rosalind Suckling. Seconded, Councillor Carl Suckling. Is there any dissent to accepting that? No, I'll take that as carried. The next one, 9.4.2, draft local planning policy number 6.1.5, development bonds. So we heard Brian gave us an explanation about that earlier, which was very helpful. I'll draw your attention on page 46 to the officer's recommendation, and that is that council adopts this particular draft local planning policy for the purposes of advertising over a period of not less than 21 days in accordance with the planning and development regulations. And point number 2 is that we await further report relating to the draft policy following the completion of the advertising period referred to above. And obviously there is an attachment, and there's also the appendix, which is a previous local planning policy. policy that's going to be revoked should this be passed. So is someone happy to move that? Thanks, Councillor Burgess. Seconded Councillor Rosalind Suckling. Do you wish to speak to the motion, Councillor Burgess? Councillor Suckling, do you wish to speak to the motion?
No.
Does anyone wish to speak against this motion? I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? That's carried. Thank you. The next one, 9.4.3, which is the review of local planning scheme provisions of local planning policy relating to outbuildings. Again, we heard an explanation from Brian before lunch. The officer's recommendation is on page 54, and it's that the council adopt the draft local planning 6.1.3 outbuildings as shown in the attachment 9.4.3 number 1 for the purpose of advertising and await a further report following advertising of the policy in accordance with the planning and development local planning scheme regulations 2015. And again, there was attachments and appendices for the previous policy. So I'm happy to move that we adopt this draft local planning policy, please. Thanks, Councillor Hay. Seconded Councillor Rosalind Suckling. Do you wish to speak to the motion? Councillor Suckling, do you wish to speak to the motion? Does anyone wish to speak against? I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? That's carried. Thank you. The next item is 9.4.4, which is a retrospective application for a change of use from a dwelling to a holiday house at lot 264, which is number 5 Stamodia Street, Kalbarri. So the report has been presented there, and we'll have a chance to read that. So I'll draw your attention on page 63 to the officer's recommendation. This must be passed by absolute majority. I'm not going to read all of the detail in that, but obviously this has come, well, this particular location has come to council before. Is someone happy to move the officer's recommendation as it's written on page 63? Thanks, Councillor Burgess. Do we have a seconder? Councillor Carl Suckling. Thank you. Do you wish to speak to the motion, Councillor Burgess? No. Councillor Suckling, do you wish to speak to the motion?
No.
Does anyone wish to speak against the motion? I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? That's carried. Thank you. Next item, 9.4.5, which is the review of local planning scheme provisions and local planning policy relating to the use of caravans for temporary accommodation. So, again, we had Brian give us a rundown of this prior to the meeting. So, on page 72, the officer's recommendation, and that is similar to the previous one, that we adopt the draft local planning policy 6.1.4, which is a temporary accommodation and camping on vacant land, as shown in attachment 9.4.5 number 1, for the purpose of advertising over a period of not less than 21 days in accordance with the planning and development regulations 2015. And number 2, we await for a further report relating to the draft policy following completion of that advertising period, and see what comes back to us. Is someone happy to move that, please? Thanks, Councillor Carl Suckling. Do we have a seconder? Thanks, Councillor Rosalind Suckling. Do you wish to speak to the motion, Councillor Carl Suckling?
Not at all.
Councillor Rosalind?
No.
No. Does anyone wish to speak against? I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? That's carried. Thank you very much. The next one is 9.4.6, which is the proposed extended trading permit for a liquor licence. IGA at lot 22, number 229 Hampton Road, Northampton. So this, the report has been presented, and it's been, people have had the opportunity to put in their submissions regarding this one. So on page 76, is someone happy that council, in accordance with the Planning and Development Act 2005 and the Liquor Control Act 1988, support the extended training permit for the liquor licence of Northampton IGA, subject to the payment of the required application fee? Someone happy to move that, please? Thanks, Councillor Carl Suckling. Seconded Councillor Burgess. Do you wish to speak to the motion, Councillor Suckling?
No.
Councillor Councillor Burgess wish to speak for the motion? Does anyone wish to speak against the motion? No? Any comments or questions? No? Surprised there weren't more submissions, but anyway. I'll put that to vote. All those in favour? All those in favour?
No, you're right.
No. All those in favour? All those against? All those against. My apologies. Okay. So that has passed?
Yes.
Yes. The next one, 9.5.1, building approval report, is on page 78. Is someone happy to move that council receive the building approvals report for May in accordance with the attachment, which is 9.5.1 number 1? Someone happy to move that, please? Thanks, Councillor Rosalind Suckling. Do we have a seconder? Councillor Hay, is there any dissent to accepting that? No, I'll take that as carried. Thank you. The next one, 9.6.1, which is the Kalbarri Open Air Music Festival, which was held on the 4th and 5th of April 2025, sound level meter readings and follow up consultation. Report was presented in attachment 9.6.1 number 2. Oh, there's also two attachments to that, as well as the appendix. On page 82, is someone happy to move the council receive the officer report shown in attachment 9.6.1 number 2 and note that the event was compliant with approved noise levels, which is good. And also point number 2, take no action regarding the two complaints received following the holding of the 2025 Kalbarri Open Air Music Festival. Happy to move that, Councillor Hay. Thank you. Do we have a seconder? Thanks, Councillor Pike. Do you wish to speak to the motion?
Yeah, good that Kalbarri has a music festival and it does attract people into the town and businesses and stuff. So, and two complaints is very minimal.
Thank you. Councillor Pike, do you wish to speak to
the
motion? Does anyone wish to speak against the motion? I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? That's carried. Thank you. Moving now to maintenance and works. So 9.8.1. Is someone happy that, so happy to move that council receives the executive manager of works and technical services information items for maintenance and construction? And the works program report for June 2025 in accordance with the attachment 9.8.1 number 1. Someone happy to move that, please? Thanks, Councillor Rosalind Suckling. Do we have a seconder for that? Thanks, Councillor Carl Suckling. Do you wish to speak to the motion, Councillor Suckling? Councillor, is there any dissent to accepting this? No, I'll take that as carried. The next one of the minutes, so 9.9.1 is the consideration of the unconfirmed minutes of the Road Infrastructure and Plant Advisory Committee meeting held on the 6th of June 2025. On page 88, is someone happy to move this recommendation or is there an alternate? Councillor Burgess.
I'd like to move a motion that we accept that as per the officer recommendations with a change of point 2E from Kyber Street to Carina Mews.
Thank you, Councillor Burgess. That was just a bit of an error with Kyber and Carina. So we have a mover. Do we have a seconder for that motion? Thanks, Councillor Carl Suckling. Do you wish to speak to the motion, Councillor Burgess? No. Councillor Carl Suckling, do you wish to speak to the motion?
Only that point 2F, well, point 2 we felt may have been a bit light on for a year, but point 2F, there's plenty of work to be done there and we feel that that'll carry through the year. No problem at all, there's plenty of culverts to be replaced.
Thank you. Does anyone wish to speak against the motion? Are there any other speakers for the motion? Any comments or questions? I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? That's carried. Thank you. We have one late report, item number 10, which pertains to a planning item, so 9.4.7, which is a proposed porch and roof balcony lot 63, which is number 10 Oran Way in Horrocks. So that report was got into the agenda, so even though it was late, we got into the agenda, which is much very convenient for the councillors. So on page 7, I will draw your attention to the officer's recommendation, and there are 2 points, and number 2 has some detail, 4 subpoints, and then there's some advice notes. 2, 4, 5. I'm not going to read all of that, but is someone happy to move the officer's recommendation as it's stated? Thanks, Councillor Rosalind Suckling. Second, and Councillor Hay. Do you wish to speak to the motion,
no.
Councillor Suckling? Councillor Hay, do you wish to speak to the motion?
Good to see no just getting along.
Thank you. Does anyone wish to speak against this motion? Any other speakers for? Comments? I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? Thank you. That has been carried. Moving now to item number 11. Are there any questions from members to which we have a response? So is there any response to questions from members taken on notice? No, there's not. And item 11.2, are there any questions from members from today? Anyone got any questions? No. Number 12, motions for consideration at the following meeting, which is the 17th of July. No. Item 13, is there any new business of an urgent nature that would be introduced by the decision of this meeting? No. Number 14, are there any applications for leave of absence? Councillor Hay.
For the July meeting, I'm away from the 10th of July to the 25th of July.
Okay. Councillor Carlson.
Yeah, I'm the same, about the 9th of July till about the 27th of July on the way.
Okay, so
we'll just need to move up for
yes,
the end or
we'll do it both together. Yeah. Okay, so do we have someone who is happy to move that we grant that leave of absence? Most people to have holiday, how dare they? Councillor Pike has moved that, seconded Councillor Rosalind something. Is there any dissent to accepting that? Have a very nice
jealousy doesn't count.
Have a very lovely holiday, both of you.
Beer.
Yes.
One can eat some fish come back.
If there's no further business, I would like. Oh, beg your pardon, sorry. So if there's no dissent, I will declare the a leave of absence being granted. I'll declare that carried. So if there's no further business, I would like to thank you for your attendance.